Speaker is going to be Mohammed Salim, and title of his presentation is Effect of Ultraviolet Radiation on Some Date Palm Varieties.
Assalamu alaikum. Today I'd like to present my topic, Effect of Ultraviolet B on Some Date Emirati Variety. I worked with Mr. Saeedallah Nawazi, Sandhya Kumar, and Hanan Qadri. Both of them are my master's student. So this is one of the first kind of study dealing with interaction between the date palm and the ultraviolet B. And it's about also for other CO2 interaction study. Today my presentation outline will be, we will start with some kind of rationale, introduction, objective, result, method, result, and we end with some conclusion. As we know that in the Middle East, there is not just oil, there is also one of our holy plant, which is the date palm. Date palm is one of the oldest food crop worldwide, and it's been almost mentioned in all the holy books, Quran or the Bible with others, and it's been indigenous in the Arabia Peninsula and North Africa and most part of the Middle East. Dates are one of the major food sources for the Bedouin or for the Arabs long time ago as a source of their income for the local population in the Middle East, and play in the past and I think today and in the future one of the significant role in their economy and society and environment as a part of the arid region. The worldwide we have over 100 million date palm, and it's about around 30 countries worldwide and 2 to 2.5 million tons per year come from that kind of very highly value crops. Date palm have been important part of UAE as a survival in the past, and it's been found in many of the ancient discovered in 7,000 years ago in the seas, even in Palestine and other part of Delma and Bahrain Island, and it's back 1,000 years ago. In UAE, it's one of the recognized part of globally important in the region for date farming. It's not new for the Bedouin and the local farmer. There are about above 40 to 44 million trees, date palm trees, and more than above 75,000 or 6,000 tons. Besides that, we know that with a very accelerated and industry and all these kind of chlorofluorocarbons have been potential to cause a depletion in ozone, and then we talk about the ultraviolet B and how and what's the side effect of the ultraviolet B in the plant, especially if our the holy plant in the UAE. We know that it's about 280 to 320 nanometer. It's the one which is very harmful for with the wavelength for the plant. Effects of ultraviolet include inhibited growth, morphological change, and increase in the level of the phenolic pigments and other many environmental and morphological change, reduction of plant height and the leaf length on the area. Thus, the effect of the ultraviolet B being studied and the radiation growth and physiological of many of the plant, including crop, white, like in the last 10 or 15 years, and either in the field or in the greenhouse condition, and become most of the important subject. But anyway, I think this is the first kind of study of the interaction, to study the interaction between ultraviolet B and the date palm. And also we will include a lot of indigenous species, which is grown, dominated species in the desert of UAE. So that kind of to started kind of a new project with the area of research. I know it's a new United States, it's been established very well. and being there is a good number of publication, but from UAE, of the, that part of the world, it's still we are going in that kind of study. Objective, that we have over 110 kind of cultivars, date palm well known. None all of them are Emirati, but we are assume part of them, about 10 to 15% Emirati date palm cultivars. So we like to screening them to suitable for the selected by UV for and we split it in two kind of hourly time, 4 hour starting from the day and the whole day 8 hours. We'll see if there is a side effect just to start with that kind of project. To funding that kind of project need a lot of to convince, and they will start next phase and to study more. To study morphological change, height, and who knows, the date palm is very hardly to handle. It's if it's like a tissue culture, most of these plants we need to start with age of 3 to 4 years. And then it need that kind of, like a coconut. I know in India there is a coconut tree, so there is an issue of to handle all these kind of plants. To study also morphological, fresh weight, dry weight, all the pigments, chlorophyll A and B, the total, the phenol, all these, and we wish if we continue to do also the flowering stage, the pollens and the other stuff. Study morphological change, for all these kind of the biochemical study. Material methods, we pick most of the top five we try from tissue culture lab in university, United Arab Emirates University. We pick al-barhi, farb white or farb al-abyad, nepted safe, farb red or farb al-ahmar, and khlas. Khlas one of the highly value kind of date variety in UAE and the region. Material we are using all this UV radiation between 8 to 12 and 8 to 6 p.m. and we are to keep the distance about 50 centimeter between the lamp and the plant. Experiment being handled in experimental station, that's in the Foa, in College of Food and Agriculture, United Arab Emirates University. And treatment following the barometer will be studied. Height, all the morphological height and number of leaves, fresh and dry weight, and chlorophyll and total chlorophyll, pollen and phenol content. Result, we'll carry on the result that we found there is increase in the plant height between the all variety except there is kind of decrease in khlas as one of the variety, and that's height in centimeter. In table 2, there's the effect of ultraviolet and number of leaves. Mainly there is reduction or decrease in the number of leaves. And we know that the number of leaves, we talk about 15, the total number of leaves in the control, and 4 and 8 hours. The effect of ultraviolet shoot, fresh weight, there are decrease in all, and the variety being under studied, and comparing with the dry weight, there is increase in the farb white and farb red after, especially in 8 hour, comparing between the control and other 4-5 different variety. The effect of ultraviolet B and the root, fresh weight. Also, there is a decrease in all variety understood between 4 and 8 hours, compared between with respect to the control and the other the two treatment 4 and 8 hour in the 5 different varieties. The root dry weight, the root dry weight, there are also decrease in all variety except on the farb red al-ahmar in 8 hour of the ultraviolet treatment. An effect of ultraviolet and chlorophyll, there's increase in farb and farb red, so they show so in the khlas after the 4 hour and decrease in 8 hours. So there are the three, some of them show some kind of resistance in chlorophyll B increased in all variety of 4 and 8. And after 8, the third chlorophyll was also decreased. Effect of ultraviolet and total chlorophyll, most of total chlorophyll was increased in all variety except in nifted safe, and that after 8 hours of treatment, and the total chlorophyll was also decreased. Effect of ultraviolet B and carotenoids increased in all variety except in nifted safe, and farb and khlas was decreased after 8 hours. And the effect of ultraviolet B and brolin contains some plant variety, there is a decrease in all variety after 8 hours of ultraviolet B treatment. Effect of ultraviolet B and phenol, also there is increase in berhi, nipted safe, farb red, and decrease in farb white, and khlas after 4 treatment, but after 8. Ultraviolet B and phenol content was decreased. In conclusion, all variety of the date palm showed some similar response to ultraviolet B. Farb white was variety show higher total chlorophyll than other content than the control, especially after the 4 hour of ultraviolet B. Carotenoids content was increased in farb white. After 8, the total phenol content was increased in nipted safe after 4 hours. We recommended that we continue that kind of study, and especially in the yield, the flower stage, in the study date palm, and maybe we'll increase the scope, and we are shooting for other fund. Study by funded by faculty of United Arab Emirates University College of Food and Agriculture. Any question? Thank you. Can you repeat the question? I cannot hear. Sorry, again.
Okay, so in some of the data you show, it looks like the data for those current rates were high at 4 hours.
Compared to 8 hours.
Compared to 8 hours.
So there is the question about why some of the data showing higher and 4 compared with the 8. As we said, this kind of varieties, they are coming from the tissue culture. And the tissue culture, some of the variety are well known as a kind of stress. They have shown some stress compared to the others in phenol and in brolin content. In chlorophyll A and B and total, we feel some of the data show that there is a reduction in the 4 compared with the 8. And from in this kind of level, I can assume that the recovery of the 8, some variety show they have kind of capability to, especially in the chlorophyll and total chlorophyll and carotenoids.